my gosh.
Oh, we're live.
Yeah, Gardini hot mic'd us. And hot
I had to put on the Versace, dude.
Dude, how could you how could you wear anything else?
I'll be honest, man. I bought this as a bit before the UFC fight.
Yeah.
I felt like a fucking moron.
The whole time?
All night.
I saw the picture. I said, that looks so good on you.
Now you see it in person. How's it look, dude?
Great. I think that shirt looks great on you. I think you should wear nothing but Versace. How do you pronounce it?
Versace.
Versace? No.
Sitting there drinking a beer, looking like a fucking idiot. And people were, because we were sitting, Rogan gave me the CT sit, like, so I'm right there on the cage, and people are sometimes against where I'm sitting, getting the shit beat out of them. At the beginning, there was a guy looking at me. He was, like, a guy was on his back. And, you know, he wasn't
distracted.
He's not thinking about me. He's thinking about what he's doing, but his eyes were just locked on me while he was getting like strangled against the cage. And I'm just sitting there like, and I thought of, you know, that scene in Apocalypto where the guy's about to get his heart ripped out. And he looks up and just sees a fat kid dressed. He looks up and sees that fat baby just like, I felt like the fat baby from Apocalypto the entire time.
They should have one guy who has nothing to do with the fight who just comes up to you and just fucking squeezes you after you win.
Oh, just let one guy into the ring?
A professional hugger.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the fight.
I know some guys that are pretty good at that.
Really?
There's a whole community of them. Down syndrome guys. You get those boys hugging in the ring after you get 10 of them in there. It's like, baby, we done it.
Damn, like balloons at the end of a concert.
Yeah, just release them, dude. 1,000 of them. Just. Donald Trump.
True. I
forgot that was pretty
that.
Sick.
What was his whole vibe?
His vibe was just complimenting every single person that came up to him with no knowledge of who they were. He would just say, you're doing great. You look great. Wow, you look great.
You're doing great. You look great. I walked in. I said, wow, this guy looks great.
That was it. That's all he said. I didn't have time. I got pushed by Secret Service. I went so I was sitting with Jamie, and Jamie was like, dude, you got to get a picture. You got to get a picture. Yeah. I was like, I can't, dude. I can't walk over there and get embarrassed, like standing in line, like, please.
Yeah.
And of course, that's exactly what happened the first attempt.
What?
Yeah, I had to sit back down, and everyone was like, nice shirt.
Wait, how'd you try to?
Because he was to the left of the cage. I was on this side, and I was trying to weasel my way in there, but he's surrounded by Secret Service.
Damn, how hard was the shove? Like, how hard was the shove?
Not hard, but it was enough. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The guy came out and was like, you can't be holding a
Secret Service for life?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Yeah. The Secret Service started to, they're like, all right, dude, we'll get you.
Oh, that's
kind of
cool.
We're going to get it done. We'll find the exact perfect time.
That's cool.
And finally, they're like, all right, go. Now's your chance. You got to go. I was like, all right, this is it. I don't want to do it. And Jamie was like, you got
to
go.
You had to go.
And then finally Rogan turned around and was like, fucking, you got to go, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Got a quick pick. Got the fuck out of there.
And he just said he's complimenting you.
Yeah. He just said, you look great. How's everybody?
That's awesome.
No, like, I
did. My mom's doing good.
My mom and dad are at home. Yeah. Getting strangled in front of Donald Trump has to blow, dude. In the ring, someone's got you by the neck and you're just looking around and you see him just like. Yeah. Oh, this was funny. At one point, Jamie noted it. We saw him. He was standing talking to Dana, and then Dana sat down. They were both standing next to each other, and he was talking but not looking at him. So then when Dana sat down, he was still talking, and he caught himself mid-sentence talking to no one. And it was very funny to see Donald Trump like, wow, look at he realized no one was listening. Yeah.
it was like he's on the phone.
Yeah, you had to see him uncomfortably be like,
oh.
Yeah.
Probably never forget it either.
No, he'll be like, in his head, he's like, Dana's dead. I'm going to try to ruin him now.
I pulled my support for the UFC. Yeah, UFC is illegal in New York. Yeah. Dog, 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 dog.